The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Mike Golic Jr.
Now it seems like everyone's got their oars and is rowing in the same direction in Green Bay, and that's a dangerous thing.
Breaking down everything happening on the gridiron.
Using a tenth of the creativity the colleges do, I think makes a more exciting brand of football.
And other important topics.
You are afforded a great deal more of whatever Reese's version of peanut butter is inside that thing when you rock with the holiday shapes, and then you just get that little coating of chocolate that kind of sends you down the path of Flavor Town.
It's Gojo on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What is this song?
Were you here last week?
Yeah. Hey, Golic Jr., what's up?
Gojo, do you know what this is from?
Oh, yeah, that's International Players Anthem, which I believe is a song that I rapped a fair amount on air for you guys last year.
That is correct,
Did
yes.
you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jen, man. This is Welcome actually to the show, my Jen. Proudest karaoke performance of all time was that song about 2 or 3 years ago at the Russell, a Caribbean restaurant in downtown Hartford, Connecticut.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, that is fantastic. I had no idea what that song was, so I appreciate you educating me on that, and I know you will continue to educate us on so much more as we talk football with Mike Golic Jr. Yeah, things not great here in the state of Wisconsin after the Packers lay a big old egg versus the Saints. You and I got a chance to talk about this yesterday, but where are people putting most of the blame nationally when they look at this game? Obviously, we're so close to it, sometimes it's a forest for the trees type of situation, but when people are talking about the Packers nationally, what are we saying about what happened on Sunday?
Oh, I mean, Jen, you know exactly where we're going, and it's exactly what you and I discussed. It's we're invited to look at Aaron Rodgers in this. Now, everyone's going to point to, listen, two interceptions after a year where he threw five the entire season is going to stick out. Careless with the football in those ways, but for him and Matt LaFleur also, this is supposed to be yet another offseason where that offense gels, but we know your quarterback wasn't in the room the entire offseason. And while I was more than ready to excuse that for Aaron Rodgers, as he continues to invite attention to all of the things that went on off the field with this team, if we look and see this become a pattern, the noise is only going to grow louder. So I look at that. I mean, God, I'm watching the game back this morning, Jen, and I'm willing to excuse a fair amount of things away in the name of the team that was also on the other side. Like, my biggest takeaway from weekend one is I got to recalibrate what I thought the Saints were capable of, because that defense is playing at an elite level already, and Jameis Winston allows this offense to do some different things, but there are still too many self-inflicted wounds by the Packers offense, which is going to have to carry the mantle because that Packers defense still has some work to do.
Mike, do you blame any of this on a lack of play in the preseasons? Because essentially, the Packer brass decision to not play any of the starters in the preseason. I played 1 year where I didn't play any of the preseason, and I clearly, just myself individually, was not ready to play that first game. Do you place any of the blame on lack of reps in the preseason?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to watch. I was talking with a friend of mine about that the other day who covers the league, and they pointed out that that's going to be, I think, the conversation for a lot of teams coming off an offseason last year where we didn't have any preseason games. We have a different approach to that entirely, the three preseason games now as the schedule currently stands. You saw enough examples this weekend of teams that didn't play their starters during the preseason. I mean, hell, we know how a fair amount of these teams operate. Sean McVay and the Rams were really the one that made, you know, not playing your starters at all in the preseason game a thing, and they showed up and showed out just fine. So I think it's going to be different for everybody. And to your point, it's different for every individual. Every player needs different things. And maybe we'll find out that this Packers team was one that needed this a bit more, that maybe year three in the offense for Matt LaFleur and company especially is an area where they still need to get that timing down. But I think just in general, the NFL right now is a league that treats the first quarter of the season like the preseason for a lot of the reasons and a lot of the changes in the offseason schedule.
Gojo, I mean, as important as the Packers are here, I've got some actual serious matters that I need to discuss with you, because today is National Cream-Filled Donut Day, and your family has a long history of having a big affinity for donuts. Earlier today, Chewy gave maybe one of the worst takes I've ever heard, and he said that the cream does not belong in the donut. What say you, sir?
You know what? I actually don't think Chewy's too far off on this one. I'm
what?
Not.
All
right,
no.
Filled donuts.
I've never been so disappointed.
I will say this. Now, cream certainly greater than sign jelly filled. Jelly filled has no place in my donut life. You will not
accurate.
Find a
yep.
box
that's
of
what I said,
in the Golic household with jelly inside of it. Cream, it kind of depends on what kind of cream, what we're working with in there. So I'm willing to make exceptions, but generally, I like my donuts with holes in the middle of them here. Call me old-fashioned, call me what you will. I'm kind of with Chewy on this one, that I would prefer all of my toppings on top of the donut, not inside.
So like a Boston cream donut, no?
Overrated.
Yeah, I agree. Very overrated.
Here's the thing, though, because they are different filled donuts. A cream filled, there's like buttercream or buttercream, which is basically just filling it with frosting, and then there's custard, which is what Boston cream is. I don't like that. I'd like the one that is filled with frosting
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, I'm boycotting the rest of the segment.
I don't want from me. Though. He's right. The frosting inside, like, it is just something about the consistency. And I'm not above, like, filling in other things. Like, I love those places that'll put sort of, like, the doughy filling inside of cupcakes. I'm all for a little surprise inside a cookie every now and then, but it's something about the donuts off-putting.
But I was never a huge donut guy, but George Koontz, our linebacker, in the 90s, owned Krispy Kremes. So anytime we went on a road where there was a Krispy Kreme, he would bring in the donut. Why would you need anything else than a warm Krispy Kreme donut?
I mean, warm Krispy Kreme is...
Oof.
It's, yeah.
You see that light come on? It does something inside. I'm changed when I see that light. So, and listen, I agree. It's a proud tradition that more people should embrace of just go opting for the normal donut. My buddy Kyle Rudolph, who you guys know from living in that division for a long time, the Minnesota Vikings Donut Club. I lived in envy of that. Every time I went up to Minnesota, I made sure Kyle was getting us donuts here. So this is an important part of every locker room dynamic.
There's too much time left. I can't boycott the rest of the segment. I looked at the clock and was like, crap, there's so much more left. I'm going to have to get in on this. Gojo, we love hearing your perspective on college football as well. Hopefully, you know, well, I don't want to say what I was going to say. There's a big game coming up between Notre Dame and Wisconsin. We're going to get to that next week when we have you on. But what are some of the biggest storylines we should be paying attention to in the college sport right now? It feels like Alabama obviously continues to churn. We'll see if Clemson can continue to right the ship and some of the other big-time programs. Is Georgia the team that we should really be keeping our eye on this year? Like, what are the things you're paying attention to now after we have 3 weeks in the books in college football?
Yeah, so I think for everyone here, the Ohio State loss this last weekend opens up a lot because Clemson was sort of on life support after that week one loss to Georgia. Not a lot of winnable games, or not a lot of, I should say, challenging games, marquee games, noteworthy resume games left on their schedule, but now everyone's got a little bit of breathing room. All of a sudden, Oregon puts the Pac-12 back in the situation because we know USC is not involved in that conversation anymore and it's kind of in a tailspin right now. So I would say Georgia's the team we're keeping an eye on in the SEC. I'm worried about their wide receiver room. Their best wide receiver, George Pickens, not in the lineup to start the season, suffered a knee injury in the offseason. Darnell Washington, a five-star freshman tight end from last year, wasn't in the lineup for the first couple of weeks. And if they can't get that right, Jen, all the defense in the world is not going to save them from what Alabama does. Going to be interesting to watch them against the Gators, two quarterback system for them. Both guys have been insanely productive. And for my money, Anthony Richardson, the backup, and I put backup in air quotes quarterback for Florida, is probably one of the five players you need to watch most in college football. A 6'4", 230-pound unicorn doing front handsprings in his helmet on the field in warmups before the game. So I think it should be a fun weekend with some of those matchups here. Still waiting to see who else emerges from the ACC and if Oklahoma can keep building steam in the Big 12, because they're another one, quietly huge winners from Ohio State, losing as early as they did in this 2021 season.
Mike, how big of a dumpster fire is USC, and what do they need to do to become a national powerhouse again? I mean, this is just crazy.
I think USC needs to decide where they want to go and stop focusing so much on where they've been. Like, USC's biggest mistakes continue to be when they reach back in the past and try and hold on to the ends of you know, the Pete Carroll era, bring somebody else in from there, bring someone who they think fits their billing, because that's why Clay Helton got fired. He seemed like a coach that the players all loved on the grassroots level, and people around that program raved about what a class individual he was, what he meant around there as a steadying force. But he was never a sexy enough candidate for whoever was at the head of that administration. And there's been a lot of turnover on the top above him. And so I think USC has got to avoid the urge to go for the candidate that sounds like they should be USC's head coach and go for the candidate that actually can do the job right now of making sure you stop leaking marquee recruits out of Southern California. We hear everyone say all the time, you got to put posts up around the area that you are supposed to own and recruit. But my God, when it's as rich as USC, you should never have things like we had a few years ago where they hauled in, I think, the 53rd ranked recruiting class. That cannot happen anymore. And so you've got to bring an adult in the room now, even though you just let a pretty quality one walk in Clay Helton.
I'm seeing the short list of head coaching candidates for the Trojans job being Mario Cristobal, PJ Fleck, Luke Fickell, and James Franklin. And then our buddy Bruce Feldman threw out the name Tony Elliott, who's the offensive coordinator for Clemson. I can't imagine Dabo Swinney letting Tony Elliott go. Like, I can't. I think he will back up the Brinks truck in order to keep Tony Elliott as his offensive coordinator. They have such a tight relationship, and he has been so crucial to that team's success over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and if I'm being quite honest, watching Clemson's offense, I'm not sure I'd want that if I'm USC. That's always an offense that's been pretty simplistic and I think quietly gets them got in some of these bigger games when they're up there. The name that was interesting to me, and I saw Pete Vammel throw this out the other day, I would pick up the phone and see if Chris Peterson has any thoughts about coming back to football. Former Washington and Boise State head coach, been successful everywhere he's been. Again, not the sexy name, but an unbelievably accomplished coach. I know he has taken time away from the game, announced that retirement because the stressors have been too much. We're going to hear Urban Meyer. We're going to hear all the rest of these names. I'm sure they're even going to try and convince people that, hey, maybe we can get over the tarmac business and throw a line out to Lane Kiffin. But I think right now, Mario Cristobal is the most interesting one to me. He is at what is the other Pac-12 power right now, the one that has owned the North for the time. In the recent memory, he has started to build the bully he wants. I don't know if he'd want to cut bait at this point and have to start over at Southern Cal.
What about Bob Stoops? Is he done? Is he done coaching?
Good throw. That's a good pick there, Chu.
Yeah, Andy's got a beard now, which I can't overstate the importance of adding that to your coaching resume if you're Bob Stoops and thus the improvement that you need to come back. And he's kind of pulled what became the Urban Meyer move, which is take time away, do TV, and sort of survey the landscape at a national level here. So he's not far away. I think, I mean, those Fox lots are out in Los Angeles, so he'd certainly be right there and ready to go if they wanted to have coffee and talk about it.
Whoa, 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 what is the beard thing? You had a beard, and all of a sudden you get, like, respect? You get, like, there's a credibility that goes along with a beard? Is that why Gabe has a beard?
Naturally.
Oh,
is that
yeah,
why
absolutely.
You have a beard, Gabe?
Of course.
Added credibility?
Well, and it hides our double chins.
I'm just hungry, so let's go ahead and talk about National Eat a Hoagie Day. What's the go-to hoagie, Gojo?
The go-to hoagie? Hoagie feels like a broad category to me. Like, am I missing something? Are we getting a specificity? What qualifies
Hoagie? I mean, a hoagie is, it's just like a sub.
Do they call it a grinder in Connecticut?
Because
I'm from Mass. Like,
yeah, a grinder.
Oh, see, that's what it is. You know what, we're speaking different, and shame on me, the regional dialect got in the way of this one for me here. Honestly, this is one of those things where the hoagie, or the real hoagie, feels like the friends we made along the way thing, where when it comes to most sandwiches here, I'm just saying throw it all in the middle and see what sticks. I don't really have like a go-to in all this one because in general, I just want your fastball when I walk into a spot that's going to major in something like this.
It's very fair.
Great to have Gojo joining the program. As you can see, we jump all over the place when we talk to Gojo, but that's because he can cover all the things. He's a Renaissance man, if you will. Gojo, good to have you, man. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll work on my hoagie breakdown for next week. See you guys.
I certainly appreciate it.
I feel like the hoagie breakdown
is... And it's
isn't...
not a sandwich.
No,
that is not
is
a sandwich.
Sandwich.
It's a grinder,
yeah,
a sub, a hoagie.
Those are all sandwiches.
It's not a sandwich. What? Sandwich is bread.
That is bread.
No,
what
it's not.
Do you think this
it's
is on?
It's a type of bread.
No.
What are you putting a hoagie on?
Cottage cheese.
That gets nasty very quickly. Hey, guys, have you been out to the corners of Brookfield lately? It is one of my favorite spots in all of southeastern Wisconsin because there's so many things to do. They offer so many options for passing the time and getting stuff done, right? Let's say you needed to get out there for school supplies. You got that checked off your list already, right? So how about we have a little fun out at the corners of Brookfield? Porsche at the Corners is coming up on Saturday, September. It is Saturday, right? September 18th? Or is that Sunday? Either way, it's on September 18th. Come and check out 40 cars from the Porsche Car Club, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then they've got Town Truck Day. That's on the 25th. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out fire trucks, police cars, ambulances, and so much more. They've got the Badgers playing that day, so I know that that's a Saturday, right? The Badgers play on Saturday, guys. That's at 11 a.m., so make sure that you can watch it on the big screen out at the corners of Brookfield as well. Fall Fresco, that's in full effect. Grab a drink on the patio, enjoy the last few weeks of summer, and enjoy a warm drink with your pals sitting outside. And the corners of Brookfield is dog friendly. Dogs are welcome at the corners, one of the few Wisconsin shopping centers where Fido can tag along as you run your errands. So many things to do at the corners of Brookfield. And if you can't keep it all straight, they make it easy for you. Just go to their website. It's thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com. I will see you out there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I drank a little bit. Yep. Got okay. a little.
Did you hear what she did? She said, I got a little.
Yeah.
That's typically.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's not dive into this deeper, please.
It's not.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hit it.
I can't believe you don't think a sub is a sandwich.
15 votes. Not. 100% say yes.
A hoagie is a sandwich.
It is not.
A grinder is a sandwich.
Until it's cousin sandwiches or Jersey Mark's sandwiches.
Jersey Mark's dibs on the business name.
Oh.
It's like McDowell's. They're the golden arches.
I'm gonna
We're the golden arcs.
I'm going to buy Boston Market and call it Boston Mark's. And Chewy, you're going to be the face of it.
What happened to Boston Market? Kind of went away, didn't it?
There's a couple around.
Is there really?
I like Boston Mark's. What would you guys sell?
How about Quiznos? Quiznos subs.
Good question. What would be
selling? Eat Quiznos subs.
What would it? Say that again, Jen.
What would you sell at Boston Mark's?
Cottage cheese.
Cream-filled
donuts.
No,
you've already established that you don't like cottage cheese. Got to be something that you like. Lasagna.
Candy corn.
Pizza.
A candy corn sub.
You don't like candy corn either.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
I don't like a lot
of
them.
Like candy
By
corn.
The way,
yes.
Here's a fun fact for everybody. Chewy, you're, and Jen, you both gave me like 3 pounds of candy corn last year in October, the day after we talked about me liking candy corn.
Yeah.
Still sitting at my desk, unopened.
Yeah, but they're okay still.
You don't
Open
really
them up.
Like it. That's the thing. You don't really like
it. Actually likes it.
You took that position because we needed somebody to oppose us. And in fact,
no, I do like candy corn. I just
yeah,
didn't. I haven't
the
eaten
three
it.
Three unopened bags say otherwise.
But that's one of the things that are better stale because they soften up a little bit.
They don't get stale because they're never fresh to begin with.
And if you want, we have evidence of that. Ashton, go get the bags. We'll open
good,
them up.
That's a good point.
All right, let's get to power rankings.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So, what does this mean?
NFL power rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay, the start of the NFL season power rankings. We are going to do all 10, but I'm going to tell you this. There is a problem in the middle.
Oh boy.
Just a flat-out problem,
kinda
which
like
you're going to
your
say...
Boston Cream, huh?
How, yes,
you got the same theory
say,
on the Boston Cream as on your power rankings. There's a problem in the middle.
I want a Boston Cream donut.
Me
and
too.
I want a hoagie, but like that seems
I'm
like a
so
lot.
I'm so damn hungry right now.
I know. Okay, let's start it off at number 10.
I have a banana.
I love
Ooh,
bananas.
Banana.
As you can see, I'm not a fan. I've just had it sitting here all morning. Like, maybe I'll eat it.
Planning on running later?
No, just... Okay. Grabbed it when I ran out of the house.
Bananas are disgusting. What's number 10?
Agreed.
Give me number 10.
Is the Packers
is
number 10?
So
they were disgusting this weekend.
So I thought about the Packers at 10. I think that whoever's at 10, I think, lost the game. I'm going to say it's Cleveland.
Could be the Saints. I'll go with the Saints at number 10.
You're both wrong. All four guesses you guys made are wrong.
Okay, the Baltimore Ravens are 10, and I'm going to tell
you. I thought
you,
they would have dropped out with
I
all their
am
injuries.
Going to tell you that the Packers are 11.
Okay.
Oh, crap. The Packers are 11?
They are 11.
So the Ravens lost last night in an overtime game.
I just figured they would drop out because they've had the most ACL and Achilles injuries I've ever seen.
There's no way that they would put Las Vegas in the top 10, right? Even though they beat the Ravens?
Yeah, Vegas isn't going to be in the top 10.
Give me 9.
So the Packers were 11, the Ravens were 9, Saints.
I don't know if they put the Saints there either.
Gabrielle?
I'll say San Francisco.
Jen is correct.
Saints?
The New Orleans Saints. And we are keeping score. Jen is up one scratch, which means, Gabe, you start number 8. And I'll give you a hint. This is part of, like, what are you doing? Whoever's doing these power rankings.
So, number 8?
Yes.
I will say Seattle.
I will say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 49ers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are number 8.
Man, I put the Steelers in the top 5.
So chew on that a little bit. Just chew on it. Okay? And then give me number 7. This isn't part of the chew, though.
You have to go, Gabe. Steelers were 8.
I'll just keep guessing San Francisco. Keep guessing them until they show up. Yeah, San Francisco 49ers.
So I have the 49ers there now as well.
You are both correct. The San Francisco 49ers are number 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, okay. 5. Crud.
Hold on.
5 teams left and 6 slots.
Okay.
Who am I forgetting? Who am I forgetting?
Bears.
No, the Bears are not there. That's just mean.
This one, they have a case. I don't have a problem with them being here at number 6.
I'll say Arizona.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on. 49ers, Rams, Seahawks. I honestly have no idea. I'll guess the Rams.
The Cleveland Browns are number 6. And I don't have a problem with them there.
But I do.
That's all on potential then, because they lost that game. They frittered it away.
They lost that game. And oh, by the way, Pittsburgh won their game against a pretty tough team.
Which is really going to make you question number 5.
The Bills. Bills lost. They lost to the Steelers.
The Bills are 5 still?
The Bills are 5. Now,
I don't have a problem with Buffalo being, because Buffalo is still, to me, one of the best teams in the NFL. They're going to be around that 5 number.
But Browns,
but if you're going to put
lost.
They lost on the road. They lost on the they lost at home to a team that is 8.
That
makes absolutely no sense.
Well, hold on. But the Bills are better than the Browns, right? We all agree with that because they put them 5 and they put the Browns 6.
Yeah, I think Buffalo is better than Cleveland.
Half a click.
I'm okay with
that. They've got the quarterback. You like Allen better than Mayfield, don't you?
Because I said Allen was going to regress this year.
The Steelers probably had the most impressive win of the weekend, did they not?
I agree.
How are the Steelers standing down there at 8?
I don't know.
Especially with that defense.
Roethlisberger didn't look great, though.
No, he did not. But again, the Bills also have a good defense.
Yes. But still, that does not make sense. With that being said, give me number 4.
I'm going to go Seattle.
Jen, you are correct. The Los Angeles Rams. Gabe, you are getting worked like a fiddle.
Bills are already off the list. Now it's got to be your Seattle Seahawks.
Why are the Seahawks so damn high?
Who'd they beat? Oh, the Colts? At home.
We don't know anything about the Colts. Like, the Colts have a dumpster fire of a quarterback situation where, like, with Carson Wentz, like, the Rams with Matthew Stafford, to me, are a much better team than Seattle. They beat Seattle last year in the playoffs without Matthew Stafford.
I think it says more about the Bears than it does about Seattle. Right? Indy is better than the Bears.
I do not believe in that Seattle team. And I refuse to believe in that Seattle team. The fact that they are a top 3 team in this league means the league is trash.
I believe in them the first 7 games of the year. And then they tank. So they won't be there long.
Wilson had 4 touchdowns, though, right? I mean, it's a heck of a day for fantasy.
Yeah,
but they do that
every
30
year.
30 points or so?
Every year.
Yeah.
And then you hear why doesn't Russell Wilson have a vote for MVP? Because he stinks in the second half of the year.
Maybe this is the year he doesn't stink.
Number
in the 2. It's got to be the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Gabe?
Yeah, it's Tampa Bay and Kansas City.
You and the Packers have a lot in common.
I scored more than three.
You're both 0-1. Whoa!
How do we feel about the Packers at, you said 11? Are they at 11? How do we feel about that? Because, again, it looks like they gave the benefit of the doubt to some of these teams that lost. Right? They gave the benefit of the doubt to the Bills. They gave the benefit of the doubt to the Browns. You're telling me the Packers... Packers? Whoa, Wisconsin. You're telling me the Packers aren't better than the Bills and the Browns?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt right now.
No, they don't.
After that performance, because, I mean, Buffalo had a 10-0 lead at halftime. Cleveland had a lead. They blew the lead. Then happened opportunity, though, to come back at the end of that game. Like, the teams that made it... That are 0-1 that are on this list, I want to put Baltimore in my top 10.
Yeah.
But the Packers don't deserve to be in the top 10.
You didn't play in the Superdome. You played essentially a home game in Florida because there were way more Packer fans than there were Saints fans, and you got worked.
But I guess to me, I thought that there was going to be at least some people who said this is an outlier. This is just like, this is not going to happen again. It's week one. It's an outlier. And they still have a better team on paper than the Bills and the Browns. But again, maybe not. Look, this goes back to that age-old debate. Would you rather be blown out, or would you rather lose a close game?
For purposes of doing the post-game show, a close game where I can play highlights is always preferable.
Okay,
would you rather be blown out or lose a close game? Probably lose a close game.
Lose a close game.
All right, so that's what happened then. The Bills and the Browns lost a close game.
Yeah.
Because again, then you're afforded the benefit of the doubt. Like, the Packers put 3 points on the board.
I would agree with you on the outlier, Jen, but I'm telling you, this defense is could ruin the day.
Hey, you know what's not going to ruin my day? Winning power rankings. Woo!
How are the Seahawks three? When you look at that Seahawks roster,
don't
what
whine,
do they have that's
whine,
better?
No, I'm don't just whine. You well, just got worked.
I'm
by
just
a
saying,
girl,
like Seattle.
By a girl.
I'm saying Seattle.
Don't look at me. You look at her.
The girl thing. I think we've established that the girl thing is not a thing here.
Okay, you look at her when you speak ill.
I wanted you to have my back. I'm kind of scared now.
Who is going to jump on your side on that
first
one?
First of all, you don't think subs are sandwiches, so I'm not going to have your back. But I will have your back on this, Chewy, because Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin, they want the Packers to win, don't they?
Absolutely. Packer fans want to win this season, though. Right? This. Right now. Well, as an official... proud window partner of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you can window the season two. With competitors, what competitors? While competitors are saying wait till next year to replace your old windows and doors, you can upgrade to Pella with installation in as little as 8 weeks. Plus, the 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment, and up to 5% same-day order savings, too. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
And Chewy.
Imagine that diet, right? Like hot dogs, mac and cheese, and then like going and swimming in the pool all afternoon. I mean,
but you gotta wait. You gotta
like
wait 30 minutes.
Down a couple freezies. Like, is there anything better as a child?
Sounds like a great day.
On 94.5 ESPN.
ESPN's Matthew Berry just posted on Instagram, Aaron Rodgers ends week one as quarterback 35 in fantasy points. Matthew Berry, of course, the fantasy expert over at the Mothership. He reminds us, Gabe, that only 32 teams played. Explain to the people how that could work.
Well, I mean, you had Justin Fields run for a touchdown for the Bears in their game.
As a backup.
And Trey Lance had a couple plays put in for him. He threw a touchdown.
As a backup.
Taylor Heineke got in some time after Fitzpatrick had
his
injury.
He's going to be the guy going forward there in Washington.
He is. So there are a number of quarterbacks that got into the game. Did he finish behind Jordan Love? He might have finished behind Love.
In points?
Oh, because Love had the fumble, so maybe not.
Yeah.
But the two interceptions certainly didn't help Rodgers' cause.
Does anybody out there have Jordan Love? Let us know, 800-990-3776. Anybody who has Jordan Love on their fantasy team, I'd be curious as to the theory behind it, right? Because I got Trey Lance just sitting on my bench, right? Just in case he ends up being the starter in San Francisco, I feel like with that offense, could be explosive, could get some points, but not right now.
He should be the starter, much like Justin Fields should be the starter.
That's why I don't take any of the insults you guys lob at me about the Bears personally, because I know that it's not the actual Bears team. It's kind of a placeholder, if you will, with Andy Dalton, although he is the best looking redhead.
Did you win your fantasy matchup?
I lost because, it's a shame.
We dominated.
What's up, buddy?
Way to go.
I lost. Last night, I didn't get a lot of points from Lamar Jackson last night. I think he, maybe 18, something like that. So
fumble late probably hurt you.
Yes, it did. It certainly did. So I kind of got worked, to be honest with you. I needed a lot of points from Lamar. I thought maybe it was going to happen, but as the game went on and he just wasn't finding the end zone, I was like, this is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. We've been asking you guys today if you're over the Packers' loss, because a lot of people were chalking it up to, it's just one game, but then the power rankings come out and they've got them ranked 11th behind teams like the Browns, behind teams like the Steelers, behind teams like the Bills, who also lost. But, again, going into this season, guys, I just assumed that the Packers were the better team than the Bills. Bills lost. Packers lost. Packers are 11th. Bills are 5th.
But, the Bills actually looked like a football team.
Yeah. No, I won't get over this until San Fran. They got to beat San Francisco for me to be over this, because beating Detroit means absolutely nothing. Akuda's out for the year, their top corner. So if these
that didn't matter for the Saints game. I mean, Lattimore ended up playing.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But the Saints cornerback situation behind Lattimore was terrible. Like they were picking up guys who were still suspended for a game via trade going into that game.
So you're telling me that even if they kick the bleep out of the Lions, that doesn't mean anything to you because it's the Lions?
Yes.
I don't know.
Nothing.
I think it'd
offensively,
be
I mean, they should offensively, right? I mean, against this defense, if they're not putting up 35 points.
I mean, here's the problem, though. I mean,
I won't even watch the offense. I'm like, I just want to see the defense.
If Dan Campbell starts eating kneecaps, how are the Packers going to run?
Are you going to beat that? Hey, is a kneecap a sandwich?
If it's between two pieces of bread.
What kind of sub roll is not chewy?
Brett, I'm going to end this argument right now because you are dead wrong. Because your example was Cousin Subs, our great partners and our friend Justin McCoy. If you just Google Cousin Subs, grilled and deli fresh submarine sandwiches,
lose. It's just not the same.
I had a breakfast sandwich this morning on a ciabatta. Okay, that's a different style of bread.
What's
a ciabatta roll.
It's bread.
Yes. Man.
Allergies is tough this
time
of year.
So is.
If your mother says, go to the grocery store and get me a loaf of bread, you don't come back with a loaf of sub roll.
Yes, but you've been around Italians long enough. What do you call that that long thing that you put the meat in between? It's called Italian bread.
No,
French bread.
Yeah, but it's cut like bread.
No, or it's cut. Oh my God! Why are we doing this? I feel like I'm
just
crazy.
It's not. A sandwich is between two slices of bread.
So a sandwich has to be separated, like just two standalone pieces of bread.
Then just hack the Italian loaf in half, all the way through. Okay, it doesn't have to have the connector. Do you know that you are the Chernobyl corn of this group?
I am. And I love it.
Is that a harrowing realization?
Muy bueno.
Got to do a BM, do you?
I don't think so. It's just, no. It's a sub is a sub is a sub.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an analogy I could come up with.
Yeah, you let us know. We only got about 15 minutes left in the show. So, hey, we were just talking about BMs. Let's talk about BMs because the Packers played like a BM this past weekend. Stephen A. Smith saying that Aaron Rodgers looked atrocious. And this is the kicker, guys. Like, he didn't care. Take a listen.
That was the most atrocious performance of his career. He was so awful. Yeah. He was so awful. That embarrassing doesn't even begin to describe. And I'm going to say something that I don't say about too many professional athletes. And I'm certainly not accusing as if I know definitively this is true. I'm just talking about, the optics, how it looked. It looked like he didn't care. He looked like he did not give a damn about how he played or how this outcome ended up being. He looked a bit lackadaisical, a bit laid back. He should have. It was the most shameful performance of Aaron Rodgers' career.
That's a little hard. I disagree. I disagree, because I remember that game I had, remember, against Philadelphia, and yeah. I was sitting there actually sitting on the bench, and you have to laugh at yourself, and I'm like, I can't believe I cannot catch a ball right now. Right? I mean, when you get the what are they called? The Hazel Rockets?
Oh, yeah.
What are they called? The Shanks. Right?
Oh, you
I
hit.
Mean, it's like a disease.
What? No, stop. Thank Hazel, you. What?
A Hazel Rocket.
What is a Hazel Rocket?
If you,
it sounds like something you blow out of the left nostril.
That's 100% what I thought it was, Jan. I'm with you.
Am I right, Gabe?
No, 100% right. No, a Hazel Rocket.
Chewy was right?
Yeah.
Holy Chewy was
not
right.
Not just right, 100% right.
Yeah, you hit a bad golf. You hit a bad shot in golf. It's a little close to the hosel. It just goes shooting out for me, the left. Most other people, the right, because they're right-handed. Yeah, you just kind of...
But there's nothing you can do. You got to let it just run its course, right?
Usually what happens if I shank one, like I stand there
too close
in the
to
pose.
The ball.
Oh, yeah. But like you stand there in the pose for a second, you know, just to kind of like... Laugh?
A Hazel Rocket?
No, yeah.
Wait, you were? Yeah. It's a...
Of course I didn't believe him. I'm sorry I didn't believe you, I guess. Instead of making contact on the center of the club face or anywhere else on the striking face of the club, it's called at the Hazel. That's the like the heel, right?
Yep.
Above the heel. Huh. Fun fact.
Yeah, so when I get it, I'm like, all right, they're not going to, hopefully it's, you know, not going to be around long.
Yeah.
It varies in the length of time you have it,
mm-hmm.
but you just laugh at it. That's like, right?
What are you going to do?
You can't sit there and go, oh, my swing plane. You're like, all
yeah, but
right,
that's
I got
one
him.
Shot, a whole game?
Oh, no, you get them. I've had them for half of a round.
Uh-huh. Just can't get rid of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Aaron had. He's like, wow. Get me
Can
the
you
hell
please
out of
put
here.
This on the poll, Ashton? Did Rodgers have the Hazel Rodgers? Wait, no, Hazel Rockets.
Yeah, like, nobody knows what a Hazel Rodgers is.
Did Rockets have the Hazel Rodgers?
What?
It's the NBA season now.
Did Rodgers have the Hazel Rockets on Sunday? Can you put that on the poll?
Yes.
I don't know if I can try.
How do you spell Hazel Rockets?
H-O-S-E-L.
Yeah. H-O-S-E-L and then just Rockets?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's great. I've never heard it before. I've heard of the Yips.
I don't think I'm using it correctly if I say the Hazel Rockets.
I know, but it's funnier.
Get rid of the. It's like Facebook.
It's like me, the TV. I was watching something on the TV.
I was watching something on the TV.
Yeah, they're.
Had to adjust
that's
the bunny
what he
ears.
Had. He had the Hazel Rockets.
I don't know if he did. Again, it sounds to me like what you blow in the shower out of your nose. That's, little Hazel Rocket.
That's the Irish blow. I don't know why we called it the Irish blow.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Oh, it's a farmer's blow.
Yeah, you grew up on a farm. It's
snot
farmers.
Rockets. That's why I'm thinking of it. Those are snot rockets.
The best is when they hang off the face mask. Like, ooh, well, this guy's tough to block. I'm going to leave that there for now.
You're not supposed to grab him in the face anyway.
I mean...
it does. It's like a trapeze, though. It'll swing every now and then...
You just got the
yeah,
swinging
like,
from the face mask.
You're a disgusting human being.
I know that.
Hey, visualization.
You know who loves me? Disgusting my wife. And
got
happy
it.
Wife, happy life. That's why we go to the jewelry center and wipe our noses. Let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Look at Gabe. Got engaged. Did the smart thing. Got his engagement ring from the jewelry center. Wiped his nose. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other jewelry, like my Super Bowl ring when it needs work. I will be taking it to the jewelry center. They've got 3 locations to stop into, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. If my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's the crab bucket theory.
I'm
Crab's
sorry,
trying
I'm sorry,
to get
what?
Out of
the crab bucket theory.
Oh, my God.
Why you,
Chewy
oh my God.
Was right. Holy Chewy was right.
What?
It's totally true.
It's called the crab mentality, but every other word he said is correct.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song.
How do you feel about your water? If you've got a meh relationship with your water, then you should absolutely talk to my friends over at Culligan Water of Waukesha, because they can make it into a fantastic relationship. I didn't know what a water journey was. They had to tell me. They said, how's your water journey? I said, what are we in Venice? Culligan Water of Waukesha will make sure that your water journey is smooth and safe and clear. Joe and his team are absolutely great. They came out to our house, they told us about our well, they told us about the issues, and then they fixed the issues, and they can do the same for you with whatever your water situation is. If you're curious to start your water journey with Culligan, just head over to their website. It's CulliganSafeWater.com. You hear that? CulliganSafeWater.com. That's how important it is that your water is safe for you and your family. They put it in the website. Head over to CulliganSafeWater.com and tell them Jen sent you. So we put it on the poll. Did Rodgers have the Hazel Rodgers on Sunday? I like Hazel Rodgers better. In fact, if the poll comes back over 50%, I think I start a petition to change it to Hazel Rodgers.
Well, here were your three options. Yes, no, and what? What is currently winning?
What is exactly what right, I would have selected? So people haven't heard of the Hazel Rockets.
No, I thought you put Hazel Rodgers on there, though.
No, I know we put Hazel Rockets.
Hazel Rocket?
Hazel Rockets. Two okay. words. I thought it was one word, too.
Yeah, it's two words. Because the Hazel is a part of the golf club.
What is the... Oh, is that where it comes from? The golf... It comes from the golf world?
Were you not?
Yes, I was listening. I didn't know. I just assumed that it was like anything else. Like the yips or the Hazel. I thought it was just what you call anytime you just can't... Do what you're supposed to do.
She
you
just said she was listening, but very clearly was not
That's
listening.
What's
you could
right
get
now.
It in the bedroom as well, I assume. Oh, he had the Hazel Rockets.
The yips.
I mean,
it wouldn't take off.
That's something else.
Kevin in Sheboygan weighing in saying, day two in a row of words I didn't have in my vocab, but will now use regularly, Hazel Rockets. I wonder what the other word was. Do we have any idea what the word was yesterday Where that we mentioned? Can this be a segment, he says? Obscure word of the day with Gabe and Chu. See, I don't think we could plan it. I think it just has to be organic. I think it just has to happen.
What was the word, Ashy?
I'm trying to look back and think about this. I'm going back into my notes from yesterday.
Okay.
I'm looking at like our Twitter polls from yesterday. See if there's anything that
gives us an idea.
Yeah.
God, what did we do yesterday?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Don't we flush it usually? Finish
no,
the show.
Today.
Oh, 9:01. I'm pretty flushed.
Is a sub a sandwich? We put that on the poll today because Chewy is adamant that it is in fact not. He says a sub is a sub. This kind of feels like the is a hot dog a sandwich? Like a hot dog is a hot dog. A hot dog is not a sandwich, but a sub is a sandwich. Go figure. Figure that one out.
Oh.
Because the hot dog is a hot dog. It's like its own piece of tubed meat.
I've gone back and forth about this because you're right, it is tubed meat. And like a hamburger is just the meat, but it's technically a hamburger sandwich because it's between two buns, which are the what makes it a sandwich technically. But and you think about a bun with a hot dog, I think you're right.
Actually, I think I just had an epiphany based on what you said because the hot dog bun is the connection. Isn't that the point that Chu was trying to make with the Subway sandwich earlier before?
Which is
that
why,
if the two
yeah.
pieces of bread are connected... That it's not a sandwich, but if they're separated.
But here's the deal.
They're all sandwiches.
What do you call the meat? Sandwiches. Hold on.
No, they're not. A hot dog is not a sandwich. Don't start
sandwich.
With me, Gabe. Do
it's
not start
Hold on.
With me
a little
today.
Sidebar, though. What do you guys call the meat that goes into, like, lasagna?
Meat? It depends on the type. Is it
ground
sausage?
Beef.
Ground beef.
Is it Italian ground sausage?
Chuck?
Ground sausage. Ground
hamburger. Chewy calls it hamburger.
It's not.
It's hamburger.
That's a country.
You can't.
It's Hamburg.
You didn't hit me.
It's not my fault if there's an accent.
No, a hamburger, Ashton, is something you order at McDonald's.
Oh, well, I would never do that, but sure.
You don't go, I put hamburger. A hamburger's a hamburger.
Or
you
a
put
cheeseburger.
Hamburg,
no, because you got hamburger
you
helper.
You put hamburg in
Man,
ground beef.
As a kid,
then,
is
like,
there anything better?
Oh, hamburger helper was fantastic.
Just knowing you were having hamburger helper that night, day, tire made.
Yeah, it's hamburger helper, and you get the ground beef as part of the hamburger helper.
Which is crazy, because tuna helper... Right?
Tuna
hamburger
surprise?
Helper
What
was
is
fantastic.
In hamburger helper?
Depends upon what box you get.
That's a good point.
But what do you do? Is it you just make a hamburger out of it?
Hold on. Well, let's give him a second here. Let's give him a second. You've never had hamburger
never.
Helper? You don't know Glovey, the helping hand?
No, I've seen it.
That's his name?
I've seen
That's
it on vacation.
Be, right?
I was going to say, Ashton, do you really know the name of the hamburger helper guy? But
it's got to
look
just it
up. Made it up.
Glovey. So what do you do with
Makes
it?
Sense.
Glovey
so you
the guy.
Take the box
so
and you mix
box.
It in the hamburger.
Well, yeah, wait, usually.
And
so
then what do you do with it?
It kind of, you just put it on a plate and you eat it.
Like meatloaf?
You've never had hamburger helper?
Never, ever.
It's like a noodles, and it's like a sauce, yeah. And all you do is put the hamburger, you grill up the hamburger, and you add the noodles, and you add the sauce, and yeah. It makes a meal.
You take like a pound of ground beef, you brown it, you know, you kind of split it up as you do, you add the noodles, you add the seasoning,
put
you know,
the lid on
all
the
together.
Pan, yeah.
You would love this stuff.
So it's like a stir fry.
Nope. Well.
It's like a casserole.
Yeah, it'd be closer to like casserole.
Like quiche?
No, quiche is eggs.
Casserole.
I don't know, but quiche is a casserole.
Because it sounds similar?
The hamburger helper mascot, by the way, is known as the Helping Hand or Lefty. Yeah. And another fun
fact. Lefty?
Like lover, Phil.
It is, yeah. Another fun fact, though, it's only got three fingers and a thumb, which is creepy.
So
he's like Mario.
Say this out loud. So I'm watching Mickey yep. Mouse Clubhouse with my kids
yes,
the other
he is.
Day, guys.
He's like Mario. He's
and
a Mario club.
Mickey Mouse had no shoes on. Now, I know that that sounds like, so, have you ever seen Mickey Mouse's feet?
No.
Have you ever seen Mickey Mouse's feet?
Yeah, Disney World.
When did you see Mickey Mouse's feet? He's usually wearing his yellow shoe.
Yellow shoes. Yeah.
Yellow shoes.
Yellow shoes.
Or white shoes on fancy occasions.
Yeah, does Mickey Mouse wear pants?
Yeah, he's got the red shorts.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, Donald Duck doesn't wear pants.
Yeah.
Except when he's coming out of the shower, then he puts the towel around his waist. That's weird.
And Bugs Bunny's completely naked. Go figure. Doesn't make
he's
any
got
sense.
Fur.
And Clark the Cub is
like,
also
bro,
naked.
Yeah, from the
like,
waist down.
Chernobyl Corn's got fur. I showed you.
Sure. Is he going to be mad at you for showing us that picture?
Circle.
I don't really care. He loves walking around with no clothes on, and it has scarred me for life.
You're used to that, though.
Better or worse than Yurko sleeping
Thank
naked.
Thank you.
That's a push.
Jed Game of Chewy is over. Wildy and Tasha's up next. Maybe we'll be back tomorrow. Perhaps.
I call them orangutan boobs.